that when you put a heavy coin on a sheet of ice, after some time you find that the coin goes inside the ice, because coin exerts the pressure on the ice, and therefore ice melts because of rise in temperature, and slowly, slowly coin goes inside the ice. Whether the similar interconversion of energy is also occurring in case of earth, before earthquake, during and after. This is what we have to see. So this is the basic fundamental or physics behind it. Whether really it is happening on the ground before an earthquake, during and after, this is what we have to see through satellite images. And as you know that there are some other explanations that whenever there are stresses are building up, there are many reasons which may increase the temperature in the forthcoming earthquake in an epicentral region. The one of the reason, as I have said, interconversion of energy. Another one is the release of some gases which are trapped in pore spaces of rocks, like carbon dioxide, monoxide and methane and other things, which will come on the surface, may create a local greenhouse effect, may increase the temperature, which we can detect hopefully by satellite images. There is also a change of charges. And whenever the rocks are under stress, the positive charge will come on the surface. And when this movement occurs, there is a rise in temperature. This has been proven in the lab experiments as well. That when you, this is a block of granite, which is one of the hardest rocks on the earth. When you apply a heavy pressure of say 1500 ton, before the breaks, if you put a thermal camera here, before the breaks you will find there is a high in temperature, then breaks in pieces. So we, based on all this explanation or physics fundamentals, we thought that let's observe. And this morning I was mentioning about satellite earth station. So we wrote a project to our government and said that I want to observe this thing, whether rise in temperature really occurs or not. And I will tell you a very small story. And why I am going to tell, because there are a lot of young people and they can take clues out of this conversation which I had with expert committee. So when I presented my proposal through, at that time in 2001, it was OHP seats, through that OHP project I was presenting. So after keeping one or two OHPs, one expert member of that committee said that, Dr. Saraf, first you prove this in theory, then you go for observations. I said, you are right, but there is observational science as well. Earth science is one of them, which is completely observational science. First you observe, and then you explain through theory. And I said, this is exactly Newton did. First he saw apple falling, and then he explained why. And then he gave laws which we are still following. So he did not say further. I put 2-3 more slides that this is what my idea, I want to work, I want to monitor, observe. And suddenly a person said, Dr. Saraf, in your proposal there is only one reference. This is said to many students by us also sometimes. Oh, that means you have not worked hard, that means you have not studied the literature, that is why there is only one reference. So I said, you are correct, there is only one reference. And that is also very oblique reference. It's not direct. So he said, that means it is not going to work. I said, I'm sorry, that doesn't mean that it is not going to work. That means also, probably, that nobody has worked on that. This is a novel idea. That is why there are not many publications. He said, no, I think it is not going to work. I said, no, you cannot predict just like that. How do you know that it is not going to work? Though I was on the receiving end, but I put my argument very solidly in front of the committee. And then I started collecting all my OHP. I removed that OHP which was I projecting. I removed, I collected, and I kept saying that I didn't know that you people only support the research which is being done in USA or in Europe. I thought that you support the research which is also original. You people are only looking whether Western countries have done it, then we will do it, otherwise we will not do it. So they said, no, 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 this is not. I said, no, this is the correct. That is why you are raising the number of references. Why you need all the time so many references? If idea is fresh, there will not be any references. Yeah. Very simple. So that the guy who was from government side, not from expert side, he said, Dr. Srav, we paid airfare to you. We are accommodating you in the hotel. And we invited you to deliver this presentation. Please complete your presentation, then you go. I said, all right. And then nobody asked anything. I knew very well that I am not going to have this project. Because the reactions by expert was so bad. Yes. Completely none acceptance for them, my idea. Fine, no problem. Then evening they sat together and discussed project after project. And when the number of my project came, all of them have said, throw it in dustbin. Do not support such research. But the person from DST or the ministry side, he said no. I called him after saying so many times, he brought this proposal. We have been funding so many people, they are unable to produce so many times no results. So we will give him some money, whatever he is asking. We will call him after 1 year and we'll tell that show us the results. And if he doesn't show any results, we will close the project. And he said, after a lot of persuasion, I could bring this guy. But believe, he is working, he is good researcher, but this is fresh idea. So they said, okay, if you are insisting, okay, let's fund him. So very reluctantly, that so-called expert committee, they funded my project. And you won't believe, but this is the fact. Ministry later on invited me to be part of that expert committee. And I remained expert in that committee for 6 years. So my whole is the purpose of telling this story, for anybody who is having fresh idea, never get disheartened by these people. Put your argument very solidly and convince them that my idea is on well footings on the physics or on the theory. Only the observation is required, which I am going to do with the satellite images. So I asked that, I want to have a satellite earth station. They said, no, 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 you go and download data or ask that guy. I said, no. I said, if you are going to fund my research, my idea, give me this earth station. And then finally, they agreed also. So I established this earth station in 2002. In October 2002, it became operational. And it has got a simple two separate components. One is an external antenna, which is rotating antenna. Generally, we are very familiar nowadays with fixed antenna for our television channels, satellite channels. Mm. But those are not tracking antennas. This is tracking antenna, which can track the satellites. And the satellite, it was mainly meant to track mainly this NOAA satellite, which is having a sensor which is called AVHRR, which is a spatial resolution wise, it is relatively very poor, just 1.1 kilometer, but it has got thermal channel and the entire data is free. So you can just, whenever there is an overpass, it will send data towards the earth. If you are having a setup something like this, you can download them. This is how I looked in 2002.
This is you.
Yeah, this is me.
Yes, I thought this is Professor Shari.
I look better than Shah Rukh Khan of today. this is the internal, this is receiver. And this is a large part. Sitting at Roorkee in India, I can